Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. ESPN 97.5. Come on in, hang out with us, all right? We watch your games at Damaris, man. We watched a game last night. It was awesome. Tomorrow is all-you-can-eat ribs, championship games. All-you-can-eat ribs while you're watching a game.
Did you get the Greek wings?
I did. We did. We got Greek. Dude, Kent, so actually, good. Kent Jones, he got the Greek wings. I got the steak. It was steak night last night. Oh. Ribeye steak. It was excellent. Excellent. But JT came and he ate some wings. It was good.
Man, I love those.
Someone,
Greek wings.
Kent Jones. We took
Kent Jones.
Yeah.
And they got the homemade ranch.
Yeah.
Damaris' ranch is so good.
Yeah.
I know it's odd, like ranch. No, but it's a homemade. It's good.
Good stuff.
Tonight, Rockets Suns.
Yes, sir.
You got Dylan Brooks coming back after all the officiating stuff he said last week. And then
tribute video.
Yeah. Should there be a tribute video for him? No.
Probably not.
No. Come on.
For Jalen?
No, for Dylan.
What about for Jalen?
Nah.
Put a little something together.
Maybe do a comment.
I think you show him, you know, during the first timeout or something, you show him on screen. He gets to acknowledge the crowd kind of thing. But I don't know. I mean, the thing with, like, what would be on the tribute video? Like,
Game 7 pushing to the Warriors to the brink of elimination.
So – Are you including the,
I mean,
like, 2-for-9 for Jalen Green? Are you including the misses there?
Yeah, we don't.
There's only a couple makes.
We don't have to put his number up in the rafters, but we can put together a little highlights of him dunking and
that's the
fighting
thing,
people.
Dude.
Having fun, the vibes.
Yeah,
like
him and Jalen.
Staring off into the distance.
They were good.
They're good Rockets.
It was fun to watch them. There was
something
nice
for them.
I'm just saying. But first, where they're holding up the trophy or, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a pregame. When they're holding up Steven.
Steven Silas.
Steven Silas. from you know, and they're carrying him on his shoulder.
Carrying him out of the building?
When he got fired, like 15 minutes after the last game of the season.
Yeah.
You can't show it pregame. It's not pregame worthy. I think it's like a second quarter, mid-second quarter, first media timeout.
Wait, is that?
Well, first quarter, you can't do first quarter because it'll be 40%, 60% full.
That's actually when you should.
You want to give them the full honor.
Well,
so, mid-second while people are there?
Maybe.
Second media time.
Or fourth.
Second media.
Yeah, I can't do it in the fourth.
No, it's too close. We're still competing.
You can't do
here.
It second half.
No.
You can't do it at halftime either.
You had to get it in before.
It's a second quarter thing. They were second quarter caliber players.
They are. What did they win for you? Nothing. Do it before the game when there's like four people there.
They made a run in the Saudi Cup or Qatar Cup. What's it called?
Emirates. It's the Emirates.
Emirates
please.
Cup. Yeah, they made a good run in that. Like,
is
that
what it's called?
It's the NBA Cup sponsored by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Emirates Cup.
Yeah,
the Saudi
yeah,
Cup. Whatever.
People,
it's called.
They just sponsor everything,
dude. Granato and Lance, brought to you by Qatar.
First, I want to talk to you about
that money.
Why are you not talking?
Are you kidding me?
Get that Saudi Arabia money.
That's damn right.
When I go from L.A. to Houston, I always fly Emirates, I tell you.
I would.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you want to fly Emirates.
Emirates is sweet.
It's a great line.
No, Emirates is sweet.
Tomorrow, you got all the championship games, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of fun tomorrow. It's going to be good. You got
and
Josh.
Sunday,
Mann.
You got the biggest
yeah,
game
Sunday
in the world.
You got Texans.
Sunday night.
Sunday night football. Yeah. All of America is watching. Tomorrow night.
I'm not going to be able to sleep after that game.
UFC 323. Josh Van, Houstonian, fighting for the featherweight championship
when,
in the UFC.
When will he go? What like what time?
I think he's the co-main event tomorrow night. So
oh, is he?
Yeah, because there's two title fights. I think he'll be around like 10:15. I want to say our time. Roughly 10:15. You
Dasha
never know.
Billy,
you never
name?
Know. Like,
oh yeah, Marab yeah. and Jan yeah. is the.
That's the main event,
yeah.
right? I'm like 99%
yeah,
sure.
It is. I haven't pulled
be,
up.
Yeah, Josh should be the main event. He's been fighting for 5 years.
That's it.
That's
for
crazy.
5 years.
That's
this
insane.
Cambodian immigrant came to Houston, started training, went from an amateur at Fury to winning the Fury belt to getting to the UFC to getting a title shot.
Wait, you lost me with this Cambodian thing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Joshes in Cambodia.
So here's a fun
Josh?
Yeah, Josh Van.
Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh.
That's like when my neighbor came over. He said,
he's going to do it.
I know this bit.
Yeah. I know this bit.
Yeah.
I've heard this one. But you haven't. Look at him and
I
say.
I said, I met your wife, Pong, Ping. Ping Pong, whatever. But he said, my name's Ken. I was like, no, it ain't.
No, Josh.
No, it's not.
Here's a crazy. So when Josh first started fighting as an amateur, his last name was different. Like he went by another last name. It was Josh Thong, and now he's Josh Van. So there was like a brand change in there as
were
well.
You, when he made the change, and you're calling his first fight as Josh mm-hmm. Van, where you're like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, no,
reminds
I was,
me
we
of
were
someone.
So confused. We're like, yeah. wait, who's wait. This? And like, that's Josh. That's
it's
Josh
like
Thong.
What Darius Leonard for the Colts.
Yeah.
After mm-hmm. 3 years, was like, actually, call me Shaq Leonard. And
yeah.
like, okay.
But it's even
a little confusing.
It's different, like, with local MMA.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's grassroots.
I'll just
style.
Be like, oh, who's this Josh Van kid?
Yeah. Like,
who's this new kid on the block? Oh, no, yeah. that's just Josh Thong. He's now
Josh
he was
Van.
Going with this other last name or whatever, right? So, but, man, this is a great story.
America. Houstonian, I'm rebranding America.
Yeah. Houstonian title fight tomorrow in the UFC. That is
that's
amazing,
awesome.
Man. I can't wait. Last time that happened was Derek Lewis. He did not win.
He came
yeah.
through?
Yeah. He didn't. No, he didn't. Derek Lewis didn't
well, win. Who's the guy who fought Jones, too? Was he a Houston guy? Or
No, I don't.
Okay. It was just in Houston.
In Houston.
Okay.
It was in Houston. Yeah. So that and then the Texans Chiefs, of course. Good weekend in sports, man. I can't wait. And if you haven't finished Stranger Things, you can fire off some Stranger Things episodes if you want.
They lost me. The acting
they did?
Was terrible.
That was all right.
It was
Stranger
awful.
Things. What'd you, did you?
Please don't spoil it.
Did you sign up to watch Stranger what? Things thinking it was like a Leonardo DiCaprio movie? Nobody goes into Stranger Things for the acting.
Well, just,
you're so LA just... now. You're so LA.
No,
you're like the performance
here. I haven't watched Stranger Things since the first season.
Oh, that was such a good season.
Oh.
Well, cute kids, and it was just nostalgia, and then it got really aggressive.
Well, and now they're all 28.
Yeah. it's really hard to watch where you're like, I can't believe you're in high school or middle school or whatever you're supposed to be in.
Yeah.
You look like you're 28.
Yeah.
If it got aggressive, like Lance
oh,
is watching the Sydney Sweeney series.
What's the Sydney Sweeney series?
What's the one she's been in for the last?
Oh, Euphoria?
Euphoria. If it got aggressive like that, I might watch. I don't know.
It gets like, it gets bloody aggressive.
Bloody aggressive?
Yeah. Like eyeballs being ripped off. And
yeah.
It was.
I can't watch Euphoria. It's just, I feel, I don't.
If you feel icky right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I don't
not
watch
for
it.
Me.
I'm it's like, not. Wait, this is based on high schoolers?
And she's doing all that?
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm good. Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, there's another segment gone by.
But that was a good segment.
What we do?
We got stuff accomplished.
I forget what we did.
Best
we
segment,
set the table.
Best segment in show history.
Yeah, we
biggest
set the,
segment.
We set the table for the final
that's why
hour.
That's why we're. You're on your way to the Hall of Fame. You're on your
we're
way.
Putting our,
one can only
we're putting
dream.
Together a resume, one segment at a time.
One can only there. Dream to be
you're
the
focused.
Same room
I love it.
As John and Lance.
Oh, you're focused. I love it. Time to talk about Champion Energy. I've been with them. I was with them forever. I had to shut it down because I moved, and I don't have a house anymore here. So I had to shut it down, and that sucks because I was a big fan, have been a big fan of Champion Energy forever. And there's a reason. It's because I had to pay them less than I would have had to pay. The first month that I went to them from my old provider, I was like, wow, what a difference. And always since. And they will remind you when your contract is up, especially if there's a better rate out there, which is crazy because the other guys don't do that. They want to keep you on the rate that you're at. Don't even look over here. Don't look at the rates. Don't, not Champion Energy. There's a better rate. Let's get you signed up for that. That's the way they do business. I love them, and I will continue to love them. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
East River 9, great place. Come watch your Rockets tonight. Come watch music tomorrow. Come play some golf. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Come play some pickleball. All of it right here. Get your corporate membership here.
Come watch the World Cup draw with us.
Yeah, Glenn Davis is going to be here. The best. He's going to break down all the groups, tell you exactly. I mean, what a show. If you're a soccer fan, there's one show you have to be. Glenn's going to be here, what, 11 to 3?
Yeah, I'm going to listen on the app after I leave.
What's going on from 10 to 11?
10 to 11 will be myself and Brian McDonald holding down the fort for an hour.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
U.S.
That's Michael.
Michael. Yeah, yeah. That's his uncle. Yeah.
Is he going to do a movie review? It's Friday.
Yeah. I want to know what Michael Carroll's watching.
I can shoot Michael a text to see if he's
available
to
watch.
We'll have to
things.
Bump it up from 11:30, though.
Yeah, that's Michael Carroll.
That's Michael Carroll.
Is he? He's not on? Michael, you don't have him scheduled?
We don't have him scheduled.
Wow. A way to honor Dell's legacy.
Yeah.
Here, easy. Watch Stranger Things. Watch that Leonardo DiCaprio
Let's
movie.
Let's just forget everything Dell ever did and just because he's gone one day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a week. It's been a week.
Whole, yeah, I know, the whole week. I forgot he was even on this show, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. I forgot
You're used to the AJ life now?
AJ, except he's getting sassy about the Cowboys now.
Yeah. It would have been a different tone if the Cowboys had won.
Oh, well, then I would have had to say
something. I don't get sassy. And if they would have won, I still would have been humble. I'm an even-keeled person.
You saw it in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm an even-keeled person. Ashawn.
It just would be less.
Yeah.
It would be
less. No, I just – hey, listen, AJ, don't take it personally. I've hated the Cowboys long before you came along.
Yeah, buddy.
Long before you were even born, I hated the Cowboys.
Did you watch one battle after another, the new DiCaprio one?
I have not.
Pretty good.
Is it good?
Pretty good.
It is good.
Tense. Yeah. Really tense.
It's a fitting title. Yeah. I tell you, it's just one battle after another for two hours. Tense. 2.5 hours.
It's
just
literally him just battling. Fighting.
It's just the whole time.
The whole time.
Damn, you know, he doesn't get tired?
Nah.
Did he take a nap?
He does take a nap. He does get tired.
The problem is he's just too tired. he's like, I'm done with this. But, man, it's tense. Watch that. And then what else? Oh. Can we do our Spotify rap? I want to know what you listen to.
I couldn't
log
in
find it?
for some reason.
Oh,
I got to look it up in my
okay,
logins.
We'll do. You got to find your login.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Renato is a Spotify user.
Yeah.
And the Spotify Wrapped came out, and we want to share with the audience what his most listened to artist was.
And songs. I like knowing what song did you listen to.
Well,
the
see,
most.
But I just play from a list that I have.
It'll still track it. Like, we want to know your favorite artist for 2025. And Apple Music does the same thing. It's a recap of your year, right?
Oh,
I love
it.
It's one of the best things.
There it is. That's why.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll get it.
Okay, so we'll get that up in a second. I'll share
tease
mine.
That.
Yeah, that's a tease right there. We're teasing each other's Spotify raps.
If you've ever wondered what John Granato listens to when he's not here.
Welcome to ESPN 975, baby. You want it's you want to talk about Tim Settle Jr.'s replacements? Not here.
No.
Spotify rap? We got you.
Spagnuolo height? We got you.
Yes.
That's right.
NFL coordinator height? We got you.
Well, it says I still can't log in, so we're out.
Okay,
you know I got the right one.
Yeah,
we didn't pay off that tease. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so that one's done. you can do it on your – yeah. We'll try it in the break.
We'll try something.
We'll try it in the break. But that draws today. Glenn will be here 11 to 3.
11 to 3.
4-hour show.
Yep.
USA's in Group D right now. So Mexico, Canada, and USA are in the first pot. There's four pots to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like strength of schedule and how good you are. So FIFA determines that. But pot one, Mexico, USA, Canada, they've already been placed. Group D, death, the group of death. It's already, because USA is so bad, every group is going to be, like, whatever group they were going to be.
There's no easy games.
Yeah, it's like group of death.
We don't have a bye. No buys.
No, there's no buys because it's just not good.
Are we going to even advance?
I hope so.
Are you you're sticking around?
I'm going to stick around for a little bit. I want to know. But I think the actual draw starts at noon.
I think
it's like 1 hour of pregame, and then we'll start getting it.
We're doing all this, and we're not even going to be it. We're not even going to advance.
No, Have some hope.
I have all the pots in front of me. There's some spots open, you know. Hopefully we get Cabo Verde.
Sure.
I've never heard of that country.
Cabo Verde.
Yeah.
Is that in I know Cabo.
I cannot tell you.
C-A-B-O?
Yes.
And Verde?
Verde as in green.
Never heard of it.
I don't like the green Cabo. I like the normal Cabo.
Well, yeah.
Cabo original recipe.
Cabo Blanco.
Uzbekistan. Maybe we get
Uzbekistan paired. Qualified.
Yeah,
pot three. That's what I'm looking at.
They'll probably kill us. Okay,
man, I'm not messing.
Tunisia. I think we got
Tunisia. I think we got Tunisia.
Tunisia. Come on.
I feel like we play Tunisia every year in the World Cup. Tunisia.
Yeah.
Protected rivalry.
We're probably going to get Argentina and France.
No, you can't.
Nope, they're in pot one.
They're in pot one.
Oh,
so what they'll do is. They're going to first pick all – they're going to be, all right, this is for group E.
Oh, wait a minute. So,
and then pot.
So we're playing a fourth-place schedule?
No. Oh.
No, it's a weighted slot schedule. Slot it like the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's
you know,
it's
where
weighted.
It's like they have the seed line, basically.
Yeah.
And because they're the host, I guess
why can't we play Argentina then? Are we in the same – we're not in the same pot as them, right?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have 12 teams in a pot. The number one seeds, the pot one seeds, will be placed in 12 groups. Then we'll go number two.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So it keeps going.
So
what pot are we in? Like 18?
D.
No, we're in one.
D.
We're in one. We got placed in pot one because we're a host nation.
Oh. Yeah. See, but that's like last year in the college tournament. Oh, you get a bye because you're a conference champ.
We're Boise
State. Guess what? You shouldn't be.
We're Boise State with Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah. Right? And then scene. And then good. I'm going to get into the Boise State pot.
And they shouldn't. I don't think they're a pot one team. I mean, Glenn will have more. Like, based on how they've been playing, I don't think they're pot one quality.
Whatever we're saying, and if Glenn says something different,
take
his word for it.
Yeah. Right.
I just have the CBSSports.com website open.
I can just
with the pots open.
When I listen to Soccer Matters, Glenn hasn't been very enthralled with the U.S. men's national team.
Vibes are not good.
They're not good. And it's like, it's not trending in the right direction from his vibes.
Well, we did win a couple in a row in some friendlies, which was nice.
Against, I don't even know who we played.
No, we actually beat somebody decent.
Uruguay?
About a month ago or so.
Uruguay, Paraguay?
They're in pot two. We could get Uruguay.
We don't want them.
I don't want them.
I want no part of Uruguay.
I don't want any Latin teams.
No South America teams.
I want nothing.
No.
Give me Uzbekistan. That's what I want.
We want Uzbekistan.
Yeah, give me Uzbekistan, Tunisia, and...
Yep. Who else is coming out of Asia? Australia.
Oh, I don't want Australia.
No.
They're physical.
They'll play dirty.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of any of those rugby nations.
We don't want Japan, though.
No, good, they're technical.
Gracious, they're going to kill us.
Technical. They're technical. A lot of bad blood. Still hasn't healed.
Long memories.
Haven't healed.
If I'm the coach.
What do they put?
If I'm the coach,
I'm England, Japan, and Germany in the same one.
These teams playing don't like each other.
Yeah.
No.
Throughout the record books.
The
evil group.
This is going on since the 30s.
Bro, at some point we got to end
this. This is rivalry. Holy crap.
Man. So, yeah, that's happening today. And then tomorrow we find out where the groups are playing and who's playing in Houston, all of that. Because I know people are excited. A lot of people got tickets to go watch World Cup games. Unfortunately, no Team USA here.
I think Glenn's going to break it down better than we did.
Way better. Way better.
I don't know. We got into it. We did
a little soccer talk.
Yeah. We have some dangerously close to stereotype thoughts about Australia and Japan.
Give me a, what other teams are there? There's still like,
do you want me to list off the
there's
40
still like
teams?
Five teams waiting to be qualified.
European playoff.
Six. Yeah, so it's like the DEI.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we'll just figure something out.
Well, playing game.
You know, it's the Dayton playing game.
It's the Texas Tech.
They're playing on a Tuesday in Dayton.
They get on a flight, man.
Yeah.
6 months later.
They're kind of in, but not really.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This is going to be good. Good weekend. Yep. And then we're going to do John's Spotify rap. We're going to help him log in. I want the payoff on this one so badly. We have to know.
Well, my Sonos is better. That's an indicator.
Check Sonos. I don't know. Check something. I need a rap. I need to know what you were listening to this year.
All right. 713-780-3776. You got one segment to get in here because we got this and then we got News of the Weird. We got that. What I need to talk about right now is HRMP is having their – JT's going. They're having their holiday – Christmas party, and deservedly so. These people work so hard all year to make sure that your business is running as well as possible. And Mike Holly and everybody over there does such a great job of being a part of your business. And that's what they are. They are a part of your – they are partners with you, partnering up with you to make sure that you do it. And your payroll, your HR, your 401Ks, your – everything as well as you possibly can. I don't know what you're doing. If you're doing it yourself, then you're doing it wrong, because HRMP can do it better than you can, because they have the technology, they have the expertise. Why are you trying to do something that you're not great at? What you're great at is selling whatever. You got a great business going on, or maybe your business isn't as good, and maybe it could be more profitable because you could use HRMP. Here's the deal. Do what you do best and let them do what they do best, and let HRMP come break down your business, especially if you're with an admin company and you aren't completely satisfied, or maybe you are satisfied, you don't know it, but you could be doing it a lot cheaper. HRP.net. Give them a call. Let them start. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at East River 9, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is our penultimate segment. So we hit a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You want to pick some winners?
Let's pick. Okay.
Get the lines.
I got the Texans beaten. I think the Texans win the game.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's the line right now?
Three and a half.
Okay.
KC 3.5.
Over under was
41.5.
I like the under. I'll play that.
I don't think that both teams will get to 20.
I don't think so.
And if we're all taking the Texans, it's going to be a close one.
I'll also take the first half under. I think it's going to be a little slower start.
You think it's a slow start?
Slow start for both teams. It's going to be a slow game either way.
I don't think I see a hot finish either. So,
like, this is a 17-13 kind of.
What's
joint.
It's going to be cold. Do we know the wind situation in KC?
That's a problem. Yeah. Of course, if it's really windy, I think advantage Texans, because the Chiefs can't run the football.
Yeah. Is it gusty?
Not like the Texans are great at it, but they're better than the Chiefs.
There is a polar vortex up there. Like, it's happening. What's the wind gust like?
5-13.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
13 ain't great.
5-13.
You got the Texans winning the game?
Oh, man, this is tough. I want to pick them. The pressure's on. This is a legit must-win for Kansas City. Like, they, all jokes aside, this is a must-win for them. At home, on the road. I love my Texans. I don't think this is the one. I think the winning streak snaps, unfortunately.
You know what? Bleep it. Texans.
Texans.
I want to see them win.
The Chiefs haven't.
Apparently,
the Chiefs
you you hate the
we
Texans.
We spent this whole year being like, the Chiefs, they're still dangerous. They're 6-6 at this point. They're going to be down two offensive linemen, and correct me if I'm wrong, Texans are going to have Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter still playing?
Yeah, they're still there.
The offensive line for the Chiefs, I think, might just be too bad for them to keep getting away with it.
Listen, the Colts should have beat them. They just lost to the Cowboys. I mean, they're not great shakes this year.
I think there's a chance that we spend this whole year being like, the Chiefs, guys still got to be different, still got to be dangerous, and like they really haven't shown like that completeness.
But we always poop the bed in these situations. So
that's the only. If this was a 325 game, I would have come out more strongly on this like 3 days ago. I've only worked up the courage the penultimate segment of the Friday show to say, you know what, I think the Texans got them.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Colts at Jags.
Jags.
I like the Jags,
too.
I like
the Jags. I don't know.
I like the Jags, too.
Colts might have been tricking us early in the season.
Yes. Yes. I like the Jags a lot, which, you
Bengals
know.
Plus 5.5 at the Bills.
Ooh. No read on this game.
I think the Bengals are the publics. I think the Bills are going to bounce back.
The Bengals road to the playoffs alive or no?
They
got to win out.
Alive,
they got to win out.
But they have to be perfect.
Pretty much. They're 4-8. Yeah.
Okay. Big Ten championship. You want to make a pick on that one? Ohio State, Indiana. Don't worry about the number. Just who's going to win?
It's a big number, though, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close. I think it's 4.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's
not
Ohio State 4.
You know, remember last year, the punter dropped the ball, remember?
Yeah.
And it was like, you're not ready for this. That was it. They just weren't ready for it. Mm-hmm. I think they're ready this year.
I think they're ready, too.
Yeah.
I like Indiana.
I like that. I can't wait. What's the schedule? What time
so
is everything going
down? On Saturday, 11 a.m. is going to be the Big 12 game. That will be
perfect
BYU.
Placement. No
Tech,
one cares.
Tech favored by 12.5.
Yeah.
And as we heard earlier.
Yeah, I like BYU.
Yeah, BYU.
Josh Bate.
Yeah. Plus 400 BYU on the money line. Mm. Then you got Georgia and Alabama kicking off at 3. Georgia is going to be a 2.5-point favorite in that one.
I like Georgia in that one.
They don't beat Alabama.
They don't beat Alabama.
They don't beat Alabama.
I like Georgia.
They just
in that
don't.
One.
I don't know.
I think this is a. And then Alabama loses, they're out. Kick them out. Get them out of here. We don't need to. You just played. You just played.
That's why they moved them up to 9th, so they could move them down to 10th.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, I'm with John on
get
that.
Get them out of here. We don't need to see you here anymore.
And then, yeah, we talked about Indiana, Ohio State, and then, of course, the
that
main event.
Sorry, that's at what
7.
Time? 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. The Big Ten and ACC are both at 7 o'clock.
Who's in the ACC? Okay, who's going to watch that one?
I mean, they're at the same time.
Yeah,
the ACC's
why
did you
a laptop.
Do that?
I got a laptop I can watch.
Why would you
a 7-5 Duke team?
Why would you put those two at the same? Like, anyone's going to watch Virginia Duke.
Why would you even play that game?
I know. Just flip a coin.
Is meet at a gas station?
Well, because now,
They should
because
just,
if Duke wins, they can be out.
I know. And, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you even
play
what
they
this
would
game?
Do is.
They should have cooked the books. And they're like, you know what? F it. Miami's in this game.
Miami.
Like, Miami can play their way in.
Yeah.
And we can avoid complete
well, I think they picked Miami so that they don't piss off the ACC that they don't have a representative.
How embarrassing would that be?
I heard that theory, and I kind of buy that.
Yeah.
That there's going to be an ACC team in no matter what. Either Virginia wins and in, or
Miami.
Yeah.
Why does it matter to appeal to the ACC? That's a conference that might not even be here anymore. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Put Texas in.
Yeah, it's not like they can go.
As ACC champ?
Except you're going to have 5 SEC teams and no ACC.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It messes with the money.
What money?
The ACC money.
What ACC
so you
money?
Put,
Duke's
what
in the
you
title
want to
game.
Do is
they need
put
the money.
Texas in.
Yes.
6 SEC,
no
ACC.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we? You want? Who do you want to see from the ACC? Miami? Hard pass. They can't even jump the team they beat.
Yeah, right.
What are we doing? Put some. Yeah, if I respected a team, like maybe the committee respected them as well, then I'd be like, okay, But even they're saying, Miami, you suck so much. You beat this team. Everything else is even, and yet you're still behind.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they – yeah.
So ACC, get out of here. And that's it, right? No other big conference championship.
I mean, on
nothing with consequence.
Well, tonight we do have James Madison versus Troy. This will be at James Madison, but they're 23.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Feel like I like
Tulane tonight too, right?
Yeah, Tulane, North Texas. North Texas, 2.5-point favorites.
Shout out to North Texas.
And Tulane gets in if they win.
I think either team gets in with
they
a
get
win.
A spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The question is James Madison versus ACC. That's okay. Really the big
okay.
One.
I retract my statement. I want to see James Madison. The debate comes down to an ACC team and James Madison.
A 7-5 Duke team versus
sorry,
James
buddy.
Madison.
James Madison's. You know, look. So this is what happens, man. Playoffs.
You know, I don't think they take James Madison and North Texas. Boy, that North Texas lost his coach though.
Yeah, but I mean. Yeah. James Madison lost their coach. North Texas lost their coach. Tulane lost their coach.
And they're all not coaching? They're not going to finish?
No, those three are all coaching.
That's what I'm saying. They're finishing
out the season. Because they didn't leave for an equal job.
They're finishing out the season, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is Summerall going to coach if they get to the playoff?
It's only,
I mean, you got work to do at Auburn, bro.
But you can do. You can still. I think they're allowing him. That's how it's always been. You can still do your work.
Yeah,
you're working two jobs.
Welcome
to the real world. How are you going to win an Natty when you're coaching Auburn at the same time?
You think Tulane's worried about?
They're worried about winning an Natty.
You think Florida's like, man, we won't get our coach until January 20th when after Tulane's done hoisting.
Oh, that's right. Summerall went there. Who went to Auburn? Oh, Golish went to Auburn. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Good weekend, man.
Yeah,
it's a good weekend.
Yeah, it's a really good weekend. Really good sports weekend, and and what game? Oh, there was a couple. There's a lot of good. Not just the Texans game, Steelers and Baltimore. That's a big game.
Do you have the line on that?
In the Dookie division?
In the Bears and Packers.
That's gonna be a good.
That's
one.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
Dolphins Jets.
Dolphins Jets. Ooh. What's the get-in price for that one?
Hold Titans on. Browns.
I want to find out the get-in price for those games.
This NFL schedule is basically like a undercard. It's like a UFC card where it's like, like they paired up all the bad teams
Commanders,
and all the
Vikings,
good teams.
Right.
Here you go. All right, tickets as which one are we? Tennessee, Cleveland. Are you ready? Take a guess.
You can
tickets
get in for $8
in Cleveland.
It's in Cleveland.
Okay. I don't know how that affects my.
It's going to be cold.
What'd you say? Eight?
Eight.
I'll go seven.
$7. Tickets as low as $7. What was the other game?
There was this thing the other day. Cleveland game.
Commanders,
you can get
Vikings.
In cheaper than you can buy a hamburger there.
Yeah. Commanders-Vikings?
Commanders-Vikings. At this point in our lives, John, let me find this. I can't even find it.
You either I die a hero or live long enough to say right. In this point of our lives?
This one is surprising. $45.
What? Well, Vikings,
I get.
Why?
Well, you don't have to sit out in the cold. It's warm.
Go outside. Go to the beach or something.
It's cheaper to just go inside and turn your heat on.
Who's going to go to a Browns game in the freezing cold?
Dude, that is nuts. Okay, other cold games, Cincinnati at Buffalo. That's a good game.
That's
though.
A good game.
Yeah. 123.
Dolphins at Jets.
Dolphins
oh
at
my God.
Jets. All right,
who doesn't want to go to MetLife?
It still is New York, though.
Yeah, there'll be a little.
All right,
bit
what's your guess
inflation.
On this one?
I'll go
12.
I was going to say 21.
$48.
What?
Yeah.
They're robbing them blind.
$48.
I ain't paying that.
To go bro. Out to East Rutherford. Ugh.
And watch the
Jets. To watch Tyrod Taylor play.
Dude, that is the saddest place.
Yes.
I haven't been to the new stadium, but that old one was sad.
No. I've
like
been there.
Like just walking in.
The only thing there, the only thing is Fireman Ed. That's the only attraction they have.
The drive over there, Seth. Like,
oh,
just
it's
like,
terrible.
Like going,
you drove there?
I just,
going from the city. No, from
oh,
the city
subway, baby.
to MetLife is a
I
bummer.
Took the train twice.
Yeah, I took the train. The train is fun.
Newark. To go to
the train
is
fine.
Yeah.
Okay, Monday night game, Philly at L.A., $127. That's good. $39 to get into Kansas City, by the way.
$39? What?
Yeah, $39. Bucks.
It's cold. It's going to be 20 degrees, yeah.
I'm
remember last year, people were freezing their feet off, right? They lost toes?
I think that was 2 years ago when they played the Dolphins, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
and the Dolphins did not want to be there.
Oh, wow.
You think?
Obviously did not want to be there.
That was who Coach Tobe was talking about.
Yeah, they did not want to tackle. They didn't want to run. They didn't want to do anything.
No part of that game. Yeah, we got a good weekend. Good. We got, hey, and don't forget we're playing at Dallas on Saturday as well, Rockets. Phoenix tonight and then at Dallas, 7:30 during those games. Which one are you going to watch, Rockets-Dallas or ACC? Virginia Duke?
All right.
Ooh, yeah, which one?
Which one's your laptop get?
It would be disrespectful to Ime Udoka to not watch or to watch Duke and UVA over those guys.
Which one's your laptop get?
I don't think anybody's going to watch that Duke Virginia game. I don't even think their fans are going to watch it.
No.
It'll be tough.
All right. News of the Weir coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A new study shows that women's farts smell worse than men's. There is science to prove it. Here is the story.
How do you get the science?
On average, humans fart up to 23 times a day. I had some guests yesterday.
23?
23. On average?
23 seems like a lot of farts.
Known and unknown.
Up to 23.
Sometimes it just yeah. Up to 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some days
but not
some
all
days.
Are created
I
equal.
I believe that.
Research shows that women's gas smells worse than men's. There's a scientific reason. The next time you catch a whiff of your wife's wind, take comfort. That stink could be a sign that she's less likely to develop Alzheimer's.
What?
The more you fart, apparently, the less chance you have of getting Alzheimer's. Oh, I'm not going to get Alzheimer's. There's zero chance.
Sharp as a tack.
Zero.
This is why Doge was out there. They're just making up studies now.
I mean,
this is a very important research. No, this is Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, but who was like, all right, hold on.
For that much closer to cracking it.
We got to link farting and Alzheimer's. Who linked it? You have so much money and free
time.
Some
doctor with some weird.
A 2005 study found that heterosexual men
were the least
bothered if others could hear or smell their farts.
Okay, this is one where I'm like, we need a study for this. Oh, straight guys don't mind?
Yeah. I didn't mind last night.
Yeah, what? I did it.
My son was like, Dad, what the? While heterosexual women were the most self-conscious.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Again, from the department of like, makes sense.
We
prove
a
all
study?
The stuff that you just
but
kinda
we
think.
Have to prove it. It has to be scientifically
rigorous. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I appreciate the rigor.
It is awkward.
Apparently, though, women's gas may help protect aging brain cells against Alzheimer's.
You know who?
Okay.
Okay. So next time your wife lets one fly, just, oh, honey.
No, that's why I don't.
I just want you to be healthy.
You know who doesn't care?
You know what? I don't want to put a diaper on you.
Kids. They don't care.
No, kids will let it
fly. Toddlers? Oh. My 3-year-old?
Yeah.
She'll just rip one, like, hey, she'll come right up to you while you're laying down, rip one and walk away.
They want you to hear.
Yeah, it's funny.
Fun.
It's still
funny. Yeah.
Now, the 10-year-old is more conscious now.
Yeah.
There was a time, like, she was funny about it. Now, it's, like, very
10-year-old girl.
Yeah. 10-year-old girl more conscious.
So, former teacher of the month was accused of having sex with a teen in the backseat of her Jeep.
Whoa.
Why did we have to put in the backseat of her Jeep?
As a Jeep driver, that was unnecessary.
That's
unnecessary. That's anti-Jeep rhetoric.
I mean, what are we doing?
Did she
I don't
give
care her, where it was.
Did she give the student a duck afterwards? Like, that stupid thing y'all do?
How are you?
Hey, here you go. Here's a little duck for you.
Loved it.
Yeah. Enjoyed it. Here's the Batman duck for you or
does
whatever.
Paint the picture, mean. But I mean,
yeah.
What unnecessary.
Well, now the word repeatedly is appearing. wow, she's pretty hot, too. Nikki Bear allegedly had sex with her student repeatedly in her Jeep.
How old was the kid?
Repeatedly?
I mean, I thought, it's okay, JT. No, if it was Frankie, that'd be the problem.
But how old was this kid? How old was the student? 17,
yeah,
18?
What,
or like,
does she teach at a high school?
I don't know. I already closed it.
Okay.
I already closed it.
All right, cool.
You're not going to get information here.
I don't care.
Find the headline yourself.
I don't care how old you are.
I just would like.
You got a hot teacher.
And why do we have to put former teacher of the month? or bona fides.
Well, bona fides. When a guy gets traded, he's a former first round pick.
That's like right. Former MVP.
Yeah, that's bona fides. What 12 time All Star Chris Paul got released.
Yes. Isn't that story shocking enough without the former first round?
I thought the Jeep was the most aggressive.
You thought
part.
That?
I mean, what the hell are we doing, guys?
Right.
I want to see one where it's like in a Toyota
in
Tacoma.
A Chevy.
Yeah, like I want to see every
Pontiac.
Sonata. I want to see it all.
Right.
Sonata would be
A man couldn't pay for his airport parking. He allegedly then called in a bomb threat to get out of the lot.
A Seinfeld episode?
If you can't afford to pay. Now, airport parking is ridiculous.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's
gone up.
Wait a minute, but you could afford a flight, but you couldn't pay for your parking.
Yeah, but you don't know what he flew.
Or maybe he was just picking somebody up.
Yeah.
Maybe he went Spirit.
Spirit.
But I kind of liked, you know what? How am I going to get out of here? I know.
It is.
This is the equivalent of, like, pulling the fire alarm on final exam
Except
day.
Except you get felony charges.
Well, you know.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because it is a felony charge, I'm pretty sure, to call it a bomb threat still.
I got to imagine it.
I don't mind the airport parking anymore, but it just like 3 years ago, it was $6 a night. You know, now it's like 11 a night.
11?
Yeah.
I paid $100 to get my car four nights. Yeah. Three nights.
Where'd you park? Like in the airport one or the offsite one?
No, airport.
Yeah, I go
late.
Offsite.
I was late. Had to get there.
Yeah, it's like 4 minutes. The shuttles run literally.
No.
I love the one I go to. I'll give them free advertising. I don't care. Fast Park and Relax. That's my joint, dude.
Now it's going to be packed.
I love that one.
It's going to be packed
because
now.
I park and the bus is right there. They're waiting. They're like, come on. Hurry up. Let's go. We're going to be late. And then it takes 4 minutes.
By the way, did we get what car that guy was driving?
We didn't.
Yeah, anti-Jeep rhetoric.
Anti-Jeep rhetoric.
Anti-Jeep rhetoric.
It was a Sonata.
Yeah, it was.
So a man went to a New Zealand man. Apparently, he went to a jeweler. He said, I'd like to see that Fabergé egg, locket, beautiful necklace.
Yeah, those are great.
And swallowed it.
Just ate it.
To steal it. Swallowed it.
What's
they had to wait 6 days for him to give it back.
That's a while.
Six days.
It was 6 days.
Did it naturally come out or did they have to
it
go in?
It naturally came out.
How big was a Fabergé egg?
Well, it was, I mean, he digested
it.
He didn't digest it. It just came out whole. It came out whole.
Yeah,
it's like corn.
I guess
a Fabergé egg, it's just like corn.
I don't think evolution has
There's
caught up.
There's probably corn in there.
Yeah. I don't think evolution has caught up to digest pendants.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it had to be a small one, right?
It could. Right. Well, it was a pendant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
a necklace. Okay, that's not bad. What was the value?
The value is
$19,000. Whoa.
$19,000? Yeah. Wait. $19,000.
Dang.
How about that? Is that worth? Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I
then
would
you
like,
got to poop it out.
Well, you're going to have to do that. He had to do it and got caught.
Yeah. But it's a healthy thing.
That's
it's
part
less
of the,
Alzheimer's for me. Mm-hmm. Or
that's
something.
The smuggle. I just have a hard time. What was the escape plan? Like, hey, can I see that Fabergé? Yeah. Yes, sir, right here. Ooh. And then what? Like, the person sitting.
No,
like,
that's easy. That's the easy part. You go, oh, you're looking at and then you swallow it. That's
and
the easy part.
And then
it's just
where's your escape?
Walk out.
You have someone call you.
Bomb threat.
I got to take this phone call. Sorry. I'll be right. I'll step out. I'll
Give
be right back.
Give me my egg back.
A little fakey fake.
Wait. Okay, hold on. We can't.
Oh, okay. Does the
does
value
his, does his drop? Do they smell better because of it's a Fabergé egg?
Maybe. But, hey, does it drop a lot? Like when it goes back to the jewelry store?
Of course.
Do you discount
all over it?
How do you know?
But now it's a famous – it was part of an attempted
heist.
No.
Yeah.
There's some lore to it
Do you want that, wearing that on your chest?
I wouldn't
want
to wear
okay,
it.
Okay. Will you buy that for your girlfriend? Like, they're like, hey, look, you can buy this.
Yeah, some guy pooped this out.
Yeah.
Here, or, honey.
Okay, so instead
But she
of,
won't know. She won't know.
It's like lab-grown diamonds.
Yeah.
It's
literally
the same.
Lab-grown.
She won't know.
It's human lab-grown diamonds.
Yeah. Wendy won't know if you show, hey, I got you this beautiful pendant.
I imagine they run.
And the guy gives it to you for $8,000.
Right.
She won't know.
She won't know.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, she's like,
then
you smell
go,
it?
This? Yeah. What smells in here?
Smells funky. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that smell?
All right, we're done. You guys, we don't want to take up your time.
Yeah, like what? Okay. Yeah, who's?
Yeah,
who you got?
Your co-host isn't even here yet.
Oh no, he's at the studio.
Oh, he's at the studio.
Oh, yeah. He didn't earn the right to come here.
I mean, someone's got to run the board. B-Mac
didn't earn the right. Dang, that's cold.
That's cold world.
Cold world. It is coffee.
It's a cold world.
To order some food.
Yep.
All right, we're done. Have a great week. What a great weekend we got, huh? It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. So go Texans. Go Rockets. Let's go. Let's have a great, great weekend. And I will talk to you again on Monday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.